Welcome to... Okay, let's do this. One, two, three. Welcome to another episode of Keeping It 99's Localize It. The, for now, Monday through Friday. I'll probably change that in like a week or two. It's, you know, it's up in the air. I'm having a lot of fun doing this, though, today. And we're about to have some more fun. I haven't had the conversation yet. This is real time, folks. I'm about to call Nick Citrone from the band Indigo Lake. He's also the drummer for Replicas. He runs sound at other places like Annabelle's. Like he's a jack of all trades. I highly recommend that you go check out the episode that he was on. He was on an episode, a full entire episode with Grant and myself of Keeping It 99. Go back. Nick Citrone is on this episode. I think that's what it's called. It was an awesome conversation. We talk about the band Piss Mongrel. I discover that band for the first time. Grant tells the story. It's a good show. It's a good show. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm really excited to talk to Nick today and see who he's picking for the Localized band, the band from Northeast Ohio, past or present, that he wants to pick today to be our badass band of the day. And it's always a good time talking to Nick. I love Nick. I think he's a wonderful human being, super talented dude, one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life. So to have him on is an honor and a privilege, sir. Alright, I'm going to try to call him. He said 2:40 was a good time to call. It's 2:39. Alright, we're going to call Nick Citrone right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
It's ringing. Let's do this. Going to talk to Nick Citrone.
Why, hello.
Why, hello, Nick Citrone. Long time no talk, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing quite all right. You know, just trying to keep the creative juices flowing and keep me and the family sane during these...
I hear that.
During these interesting times. Trying not to become an alcoholic. That is a thing. Boy, have I found drinking.
Try not to what?
Become an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't think I'm going to win this battle. Yeah, I'm going to... Thank you so much for doing this. What we're doing is we're having, you know, people from the Northeast Ohio area, like musicians like yourself, the drummer for Indigo Lake, Replicas, a million other bands. We're having them pick a band of the day, just kind of trying to keep things going with the podcast and stuff. And so I figured I was going to have people that have their finger on the pulse of the local metal scene for the past, God knows how long you've been going to shows, at least 15, 20 years, probably for you.
Yeah. I think so I graduated in 2002. And I think, Dylan Roth took me to like my first local show, which was like A Theory and NDE at the Robin Hood. Ooh. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. You're saying that there's concerts that you don't even have to buy a ticket for? You just go there and they're happening?
And today you have a very cool choice today. When you told me who you were picking, I was like, oh shit. Haven't even thought about these guys in like the past like 6 months. Like, it's a really fucking neat, like, proggy kind of band. Why don't you tell us who you picked?
I figured that I would kind of come out of left field with that. I've been seeing them. There's like a certain caliber of band that usually comes up in conversation during your podcast and you know, with your guests and stuff. And I was like, you know, I'm going to try to be like Schoolmaster and come out of left field with this one.
Yeah. So who did you pick for us today?
So I picked a band called, I call it Maid Myriad. The singer, it says Myriad. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, Maid Myriad from, I guess you could say they're from Akron. It's kind of like from different parts here and there.
What is it about Maid Myriad that, Myriad, I said Marian. That's way off. Maid Myriad. What is it about them that made you choose them, that you're like, hey, people got to fucking listen to this band today?
I think that so that particular song that I think in the screenshot of the first track off, I think that album is called With Hay Silence Breath.
Mm-hmm.
From 2016, I think it was. I have to double check the year, but that one hit me particularly because I think they had been a band for a while, and so that's Jeff Clemmer, the singer and guitar player. I think back in the day, like on MySpace, he actually approached me to play drums for him, and actually like, do a tour and stuff. And I was like, I'm kind of doing these other things, and not really super feeling this right now, out of what I had heard. And then when they dropped that album, I heard it, and I was like, holy hell, this is amazing. The vocals are insane, and frankly, I don't think this guy can pull it off live. I remember thinking that on the first he listened. And then I saw them at what was Free Porch Rocker around the same time. They used to have a thing called Square Fest where they actually shut down the part of Highland Square, like where all the bars are at and stuff, and they had stages with live music and crafts and all that.
Oh yeah.
And they played on a stage that was erected in the street out front of Annabelle's, and I was like, holy hell, he's doing it.
I heard them like shit, I want to say like 5 years ago. Was the first time that I ever heard these guys, and it was one of those. I had one of those responses where I was like, "They're from here, like really?" Like, and like I know there's a lot of good talented bands from here and stuff. Like I remember the first time I heard Replicas, and I was just like, "That's Nick." Like I knew you were talented and shit, but I was like, "Fuck!" And it was the same thing with Maid Myriad. The song that you picked, what is it called again?
Encircled.
I knew it was in something. I just had it written down. I was like, it's not like enlightened or enchanted. I'm going to say it wrong. Encircled. And people can go check this out. They can check out Maid Myriad and on Facebook, Bandcamp. I'm sure they probably got a website. I didn't do too much research. I'm not that good.
Yeah, funny. It was like actually on... I think the day that you asked me about this, you sent me the message.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this past Saturday, Indigo Lake was supposed to play a show with them because they're kind of like, they kind of come out every once in a while. They're not as active because just been doing the Diamond Tights thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Indigo Lake was supposed to play a show with them at the Oracle in Canton on that Saturday you asked me. And I was like, oh, snap. Okay. And it was one of the first bands that came to mind. I was like, well, I don't know. There's like so many bands that we could talk about easily, and we could talk about this for hours. Caligula, NDE, Hate Theory, all these, these big heavy hitters, and I think it was probably because of that thing of Saturday that I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna throw this out.
Hell yeah, man! I think I think it's a great choice. I hope the people listening enjoy it as much as I do, and as much as you do. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your day to answer the phone and talk about a band with me for a little bit, man.
Absolutely. I don't even mind causing bad boys to do it.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thank you so much, man. I can't wait to see you when shit kind of clears up a bit, and hopefully see you out there playing some stuff with Indigo Lake doing that. I highly recommend to the listeners go check out Indigo Lake. Go back, listen to the episode with Nick Zitrone on Keeping It 99 with Grant and myself. And, yeah, man, thank you so much, dude.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, my dude.
All right, brother. Take care.
Peace.
Well, there it was. The wonderful, the beautiful, the lovely, my man, Nick Zitrone from Indigo Lake. Go check out their band. Go check out Maid Myriad. We're about to play Encircled right now. I remembered that it was Encircled. I was just being funny.
Imperfects, open, exposed, double crossed. Perception is the key that I have lost. Destroyed my trust, disappeared to redeem. And nothing is what it seems. Perception is the key that I have lost.
been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.